look at this.
Mm.
Now, say what you want. Her Black Lives Matter, because this bad boy got taste. Okay. That's gonna look good. Hey. I can't front her. You know, if she gonna spend the money and spend it well, because this is bad right here.
I don't like that color, but I'm not a fan. But hey,
look at the grass in the yard and like look, it's patchy, but it's all right. You know what I'm saying? Like she did what they was supposed to.
She should have paid her brother to cut that grass. That's what she should have done. Get that man another 100,000.
What's going on, man? This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
What is this? You know what I'm saying?
Oh goodness!
I'm like, what is this supposed to mean? You like you gonna roast everybody else? This one brother come up there, literally with his arms out, like, behold. You know what I'm saying? He's like, behold my wonder. And that TSA officer talking about, nah, you just fly, man. Next person. Like, really? Does he have to go through the magnets? Does he have to like let this man pass? Don't let him go the other way. Yeah.
Well, she let him do the home. Well, he did a Homelander pose or something.
Yeah, he pretty much did a Homelander pose on a man.
No way.
And he got passed through. He made it work. This is a Black dude. You know what I'm saying? Homeboy, he got.
I'm mad at him.
Yeah. I was sitting on
the other. Allowing this to happen.
Yeah. She was like, yeah, you know, you fly, man. Yeah. And even after she got the next person, she's like, that brother fly. I'm like, do your job.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to all the TSA officers, especially that lady in Houston that had me laughing that time I was there. Goodness gracious, she flat out turned that line into a fashion show. She like, you don't even walk right. Next person. Yo, I was like, I can't even knock it, man. But hey, let's get stopped there. What it do, my peoples? This is T Nick Moore, the Nick Moore the Chain. We are back again for another episode, and I can't do this because I need the spice. I'm the spice, but you need the cold. You know what I'm saying? So you got spice cold, you know what I'm saying, with spice, and you got the cold one. But I can't do it because the cold one is here. I can do it now because the cold one is here. I can do it now because he's here, and he's your friend's best friend, the Ice. Sure. How you doing, brother?
Feeling good, man. Feeling great.
About excellent. You? Doing all right, man. Early morning, it was good. You know what I'm saying? It's like we would check the garden. Everything's growing, thankfully. Yeah. we'll be like, please grow, please grow, please grow. Yo, I'm going to keep it real, man. You know what I'm saying? Like we put a fertilizer in. We did everything we were supposed to do. But, you know, it's still a crapshoot. You're like, hey, you know, let's hope everything works out. Soil as well. Had to check the acidity and the alkaline levels, all that type of stuff. I was like, yeah, let's get off. But it looks like right now we're in the good. Everything's growing up well. So I'm happy about that. But we got to talk about something serious real quick.
Of course.
So as people already know, and it shouldn't be foreign to people right now, there was a situation and a group that people already know called Black Lives Matter. And it's still around. And I will be honest with you, I have not really, I've not vibed with this group since its inception. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't believe that Black Lives Matter. I do believe that the slogan is right, but I don't like this organization for multiple reasons. But particularly, I didn't trust the way that they were doing the stuff that they were doing. And I had my apprehensions and I kept my mouth closed because I know. Now, unless you ask me, if you ask me, I'll tell you. I'm not like, look, I don't like these people. And they're like, why? Well, they're Black. I'm like, I don't care. All skin folk ain't kin folk. I've always understood. I learned that hard lesson growing up in Fairfield, yo. All these Black people, not all of them no kin folk. Some of them just skin folk, right? And these people are skin folk. So Patrice Cullors has multiple things against her right now. $6 million she spent on the LA property. That's not outside of the houses that she's bought for her and her wife to kick it in white neighborhoods, I might add. While they're screaming Black Lives Matter, they make sure they move to the gentrified area.
Yeah.
Now, then we have that just came out a little bit ago. Patrice Cullors used BLM funds to pay brother, her child's father, nearly $2 million for professional services, in quotations. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what really getting me is that she's a Marxist, okay? Now, for the people online that don't know what that means, a Marxist is a person that does not believe in capitalism. They believe that socialism is the best way for things to work, and that that capitalism is the bane of society, and that labor works and having to judge things in a free market is wrong. That's a very quick and concise way of explaining Marxism. There's a whole lot more nuance. I get that, but at the root of it, socialism is right, capitalism is wrong. So if that's the case, capitalism counts into a free market where you can make as much money as you want to make. Socialism says spread wealth, right? So a capitalist has a cow. The capitalist says about the cow, this whole cow is mine, and I make whatever I want to make off this cow. A socialist looks at that cow and says, this is our cow. We all make things off of this cow, right? So why is it that the Black Lives Matter movement got $90 million off of white guilt? Let's not cut it. Let's keep it at 100. It was tragic. It was hard to watch George Floyd go through that stuff. Lord knows it was. Whew. All right. It was very, very hard, and it was wrong. Okay. Let's call it. It was wrong. It was wrong. I'm not taking that away. The stuff that happened to that man was wrong. But my problem with these black race hustlers as a black man is that I see them make too much money off of black death. And they love making money off black death, but then they only make money off black death when it's opportune for them. Now, you think about the communities that a lot of these people came from, right? And their chapters, I have to put them in quotations because I'm like, whatever. Their chapters that are out in the communities. I'm like, why ain't we got reports? This is a nonprofit organization, people.
There you go.
All right. This is a nonprofit. Or this is not a for-profit. Well, I mean, it's not supposed to be a for-profit. It's not supposed to be.
That part.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be a for-profit organization, but it is. Like they're masquerading as a nonprofit organization, literally bullying people to give them money. Well, if you don't donate to Black Lives Matter, then you're racist. So white people and their guilt showered money onto these people. Even black folk believing in a cause put money into the coffers too. And this doggone woman and her crew, they disorganized themselves, and just tell her to tape real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter, the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation tax documents filed years late after they had been there with the IRS shows Cullors used Black Lives Matter funds to pay her graffiti artist brother a whopping $840,000 for security services to the nonprofit and $970,000 to a company by her child's father for creative service. Creative services. Now, the article says nepotism much. That is also that's a very good point. Oh, and the foundation's biggest single payout, over $2.1 million, went to a consulting firm owned by another of its current board members, Shalom Maya Bowers. Cullors admitted on the MSNBC podcast that she made mistakes after $90 million in white guilt money flooded to the group after George Floyd's death, but complain that those mistakes are now being weaponized against her. Now, here's my problem.
What do you mean?
Here's my problem this time. Here's my problem this time, Fulker. I was thinking the same thing. It's like his response is my response.
Oh, goodness.
Why is it that when you have all the liberty to say all the ignorant, vile, stupid things about everybody as a monolith, You know, it's like all white people are racist, all white people this, all white people that. You know, if you ain't supporting this and you racist, if you ain't doing this, you're misogynistic, homophobic, transphobic, all these words that people love throwing at people. But then when people have empirical evidence that your character was not what you said it was, then they are weaponizing it against you, sucker. You made the problem. First off, you filed the taxes for your nonprofit late. 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 That's already a problem. You're a nonprofit and you didn't even file your stuff the correct way. And you got folk that are like analysts for this, that do this stuff for major money corporations and also for nonprofits that are huge around the world, looking at this document and be like, yo, this thing is wrong. But they're weaponizing it against you? Chick, you did this to yourself. Flat out. Yeah, she doesn't consider it a mistake that the nonprofit bought a near $6 million property in Los Angeles. She instantly called the criticism of that purchase racist and sexist. See what I'm saying? Boom, right there. Right there. She spent $6 million of money on a property in Los Angeles, right? That nobody, my black behind can't go to. Saying it's for activists and for people who need a safe place. Well, what if I went to LA and I ain't feel safe and I want to come over here? Am I allowed in? No.
Oh, you got to pay for that, homie.
You got to pay for that, buddy. So, or you might get cops calling you because you know Black Lives Matter. But you know what I'm saying? Like that's called a spray. Who she gonna call? She ain't gonna call no black crew. She gonna call the cops. And somebody exactly. Come over to that LA property and just all right. It also gave $8 million to an allied Canadian charity run in part by Colors Life Partner, which spent $6.3 million on a downtown Toronto property.
Both that sounds expensive.
It's right? Both nonprofits insist the luxury spaces are being used to forward the cause. Now, question for you, Ice. What is the cause?
The cause is for them to have some space with some luxury in it.
We use the context clues. Exactly. The cause is for me to live in spaces that your black behind should not. My black right. life matter, not yours. Okay? When I said Black Lives Matter, I wasn't talking about all y'all. I was talking about me and my partner. I was talking about me and her. I wasn't talking about y'all. We two lives. Like that's two. That's plural. Black lives matter. Now the rest of y'all suck. The rest of y'all suck.
Y'all didn't read the fine print.
Y'all didn't read the fine print. Always look, me and Julian, I do another podcast. It's called Polylithic. Look it up. And me and Alpha and an ordinary fellow had one, and we said pretty much he coined the term. Don't ever forget to read the TNCs, the terms and conditions. Always read the terms and conditions.
Oh goodness.
Because black lives did not include millions, it included two. Black lives matter, you're right. But she was talking about Patrice and her life partner. That's what she was like, not y'all. Yeah, my life partner and my immediate family, like the man that I had a baby with, and my brother and another brother. Them lives right there, okay? Them black lives. They've been bettered by your contributions, and we appreciate you.
That's thank pretty you.
Much, she pretty much pulled a HBO or HSO. You know what that is?
What is it?
Help a brother out, help a sister out.
She hit him with that Chad gave you. She hit him with that Chad gave him, man. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You know, so I'm like, okay, so I Colors. A professed Marxist also used Black Lives Matter fund to book chartered flights throughout the pandemic, and herself collected $120,000 from the charity for undisclosed consulting fees.
You don't say.
Those consulting fees are called restaurants and hotels.
What?
Mysteriously, Colors also went on a real estate buying binge herself. Now let's look at this real quick, right? Ooh. Snagging four high-end homes for $3.2 million across the country. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. inside.
Yeah,
inside ML BLM's co-founder Patrice Khan Cullors $1 million real estate buying binge. We're going to look at these real quick. You know what I'm saying? A protest broke out across the country in the name of Black Lives Matter. The group's co-founder went on a real estate buying binge, snagging four high-end homes for $3.2 million in U.S. alone, according to the property records. Patrice Khan Cullors, she's our age, 37, also eyed property in the Bahamas at an ultra-exclusive resort where Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods both have homes. The Post has learned luxury apartments and townhouses at the beachfront Albany Resort outside of Nassau are priced between $5 million and $20 million, according to the local agent. The self-described Marx's last month purchased a $1.4 million home on a secluded road, a short drive from Malibu in Los Angeles, according to a report. The 2,370-square-foot property features soaring ceiling skylights and plenty of windows with canyon views. The Topanga Canyon is their homestead. The Topanga Canyon homestead, which includes two houses on a quarter acre, is just one of three Khan Cullors owns in the Los Angeles area, public record shows. Now, look at this. Now, say what you want. Her Black Lives Matter, because this bad boy got taste. Okay? That's gonna look good. Hey, I can't front her. You know, if she gonna spend the money and spend it well, because this is bad right here.
I don't like that color, but I'm not a fan. But hey,
look at the grass in the yard and like, look, it's patchy, but it's all right. You know what I'm saying? Like that she did what they was posting.
She should have paid her brother to cut that grass. That's what she should have done. Get that man another 100,000.
Another 100,000 for culinary and landscape businesses. You know what I'm saying? You know, like no wide windows, nice old picket fence. See, this is crazy to me, right? It's crazy to me. And we're gonna keep going.
No, man.
I'll get to it in a moment. Hawk Newsom, the head of the Black Lives Matter Greater New York City, which is not affiliated with Khan Cullors Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, calls for an independent investigation to find out how the global network spends its money.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, let me see there. Look at
Okay, now the inside looks better than the outside to me.
Okay. I see you, Patrice. I see you.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing. Black lives matter, baby. Them four, five black lives, man, they matter, bro. Goodness gracious. Look at that.
She won't do the swimming luxury now.
Wouldn't you be floating in this pool knowing you scammed out like a couple million people saying, like, just floating and saying, yo, Black Lives Matter, baby.
And look here, I would have got a customized little floating chair. I'd be bouncing from one end to the other.
Bro, like look at this. All right, let's get the next one. So she owns this land with this road.
Whew.
Yo.
30 minutes from ATL, man.
Bro, you think about what she could do with this land for like a black community or even just community in general, right? But you know that's not because like that Black Lives Matter, but that don't mean yours do. When I said lives, I meant the five of us. I ain't meant y'all. I meant me, my woman, you know what I'm saying, my baby daddy, my brother, and some consultant dude. That was it. Them five, like that's lives, okay? If you went to, if you took English, she's like, if you took English, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is plural, that's multiple people. Hey. That's lives, okay? Right. So Black Lives Matter. I wasn't lying to you. I just didn't specify how many Black Lives Matter.
Lord.
Yeah, we didn't specify that. Five Black Lives Matter. But the rest of y'all suckers is on y'all own. You come on my property, you're gonna get shot. If you go around calling yourself a socialist, you have to ask how much of her own personal money is going to charitable causes, he said. This is just a gentleman from New York, from the Black Lives Matter chapter in New York. It's really sad because it makes people doubt the validity of the movement, overlook the fact that it takes, I mean, overlook the fact that it's the people that carry this movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I get it, but this organization was DOA. because the moment I saw, like, you know, certain like white savior complex people like pouring money into it, I'm like, yeah, it's over. They gentrify everything. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. I'm not saying that about all white people, but just like the certain contingency of white liberals, you know, like always remember what Malcolm X said, man. Malcolm X said that the white conservative and the white liberal are both dangerous, but a white liberal is more dangerous. Because a white liberal, what they do, they come to you with pleasantries to gain your trust. And then they fool the Negro into believing that they're their savior, only to take more from them. Now, that man said that like almost 50, 60 years ago. And for some reason, I don't think a lot of people were good at his study, because if they had actually paid attention to what he was saying, they wouldn't be falling for these freaking tricks. So, yeah. So last year, Khan Colors and spouse Janaea Khan ventured to Georgia to acquire a fourth home, a custom ranch on 3.2 rural acres in Conyers, featuring a private airplane hangar. That's what we saw earlier. That was an airplane hangar.
Yeah, man.
Yo, that's an airplane hangar.
You saw the sign. No vehicles beyond.
No vehicle beyond the point.
It's on the planes on this site.
Black Lives Matter, baby.
Right.
Five black lives.
So when I don't want no problems.
That's right. Like, I don't need y'all black. I mean, y'all people, you know what I'm saying, being on my land, you know what I'm saying? She's gonna turn they should have a you know, those four pictures, and they show a person changing into somebody else. They need a picture of Patrice Cullors turning into an old racist white dude with a shotgun in his hand on his land. Oh, like, get off my lawn.
Tell me how they did on what was it? It was a book that we read in high school.
Animal Farm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How the pigs ended up, I forgot which animal it was, but they ended up turning into pigs or something like that.
Yeah. No, Animal Farm was real because it dealt with socialism from its particular perspective. But then it just showed how, like, it's hard for people to accept the fact that everybody has everything the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's a human condition. Coveting is a problem. It's one of the big, I always tell people, it's the greatest sin in the black community is coveting. And you can just go ahead and deal with that in any way you want to. I'm going to do that episode on Polylithic. Don't worry about it. I'll get to it. Last year, I'll get to it later. So they bought this custom ranch, 3.2 rural acres in Conyers, featuring a private airplane hangar with a studio apartment above. Goodness gracious. And the
use of it out to.
Yeah, I mean, I like how they just kind of threw that in there at the end. Oh, yeah, and they got a studio apartment. But hold up now. hold up now. Yeah. And the use of the 2,500-foot paved grass community runway that can accommodate small airplanes. The 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, about 30 minutes from ATL, has an indoor swimming pool and a separate RV shop. Goodness gracious. That can accommodate the repair of mobile home and small aircraft, according to a real estate listing. The Peak State.
What's up? As long as if something happened with the plane, you know what I'm saying, need a little fixing up, you know what I'm saying, or if they decide they want to buy an RV later on, well, they might be able to afford an RV afterwards. If so, you know, then they can just take it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, once they get past that sign, that's no more
vehicles. No cars or no vehicles beyond this point, sucker. If you do, you gonna get off my lawn. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Click, click.
Yeah, that's all you hear. See outside with a shotgun. The Peace State Retreat was purchased in January of 2020 for $415,000, 2 years after the publication of Khan Colors' best-selling memoir, When They Call You a Terrorist.
Oh, God. That's about as bad as OJ if I did it.
Bro. It's like time is the best teacher. You know, it's one of the best teachers we got. In October, the activist signed a multi-platform deal with Warner Brothers Television Group to help produce content for Black voices who have been historically marginalized, he said in a statement.
Mm.
It is not known how much Khan Colors received in compensation in either deal. Khan Colors began... Right there. Yeah, like this. I like how they just...
know how much.
Yeah, like, I like how they don't... receive it. Yeah, like they she got the money. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, did she use her own money to buy all these? Or what would the world go? Concolors began her buying spree in LA into, well, I take that back, because it was well before she got the deal. In 2016, she started this. A few years after the civil rights movement, she started from the hashtag Black Lives Matter with fellow activists Alicia Garza and Opal Tometi, began to gain traction around the world. That year, she bought a three-bedroom, 1.5-bathroom home in Inglewood for $510,000. Now, this is actually not very big in Inglewood. That price for us in South Carolina is like maybe $125,000, $115,000. So just to make sure that point is plain, I'm not going to lie on her spending, because this is like regularly worth a lot. Like, so you look at next line, it is now worth $800,000. So just because of the way the medium income for that area is a little bit higher than it is over here. Over here, we're the poorest of the poor, almost South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? So I won't lie on her on that part, because she could actually got this out of her own money, but we don't know. And I think that's the problem, is that we don't know. Con Collins added her wife, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter in Canada, to the deed and a family trust last year. The couple married in 2016. All right, so this is the Inglewood house. Look at that. That ain't bad. It's quaint. Yeah. It's quaint. You know, they're saying this looks like a regular house in South Carolina. You know, they'll say, so that's not that big of a deal. That's like a, like I said, just because of the way their value for their market is, you know, like that this would be about like $125,000-$150,000 house, you know, in our area.
Where the grass at?
Well, it's Inglewood. They don't, yeah, they don't do grass like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like the further you go to the West Bowl, that stuff is rare. You know what I'm saying? I say the stuff is rare, y'all. I mean, like you'll get it, but most of the stuff is concrete, or you get this little small plat. So see this right here, this is LA. Get a little small piece of land. Most of it is made out of stucco and stuff, just because of the environment and stuff like that. So that's I won't lie on her on stuff, because I understand that. You know, I understand that part as far as like how much it costs when you have to buy stuff just a regular house. Because like for by comparison, right? So we're in South Carolina, to buy a, like let's say a 3,000 square foot house in South Carolina is like $200,000. You go into Charlotte, you know what I'm saying? Me and my homeboy, you know, we were having lunch and we were talking, he was trying to find a house. And you know, he was showing me the prices of the houses in Charlotte. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, so that's all this is like, whoa, it was like $400,000 for a 1,400 square foot house, you know what I'm saying? $1.5 million for a house that's like around 3,000 square feet. I mean, so like because of the value that they're adding to this land. You know, housing goes up, and you also got to account for inflation for our time. Mm-hmm. You know, but even if this is a 2016, this is almost standard rate for them over there. So I won't take that away from her. Like that I understand that. Just go through the pictures real quick for this. Yeah, it's quaint. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, it's nice. You know what I'm saying? Like let's say stucco and clay. You know, terracotta situation. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty standard when you go like to the West Coast. People who buy at the Albany are buying their fourth or fifth home, said a resort. Whoa, 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 hold up now. I mean, oh, damn. Oh, they're talking about the Bahamas joint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're talking about the Bahamas joint now. Okay. All right. So this is 8,000 square. Goodness gracious. Wow.
Right.
While it's not clear if Concolors purchased a property at the island retreat for the super rich, her mere interest shows just how far she has come from the hard scrabble Van Nuys neighborhood in LA, where she spent her childhood with two brothers and a younger sister. In her memoir, Concolors described growing up in a housing project less than a mile from the affluent and largely white neighborhood of Sherman Oaks, a community of wide lawns and pools where there is nothing that does not appear beautiful and well kept. That's this line right here is actually kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
That line is sad, not because she didn't have the money, but because of how she looked at white people. This is actually one of my problems with what black folk have been doing. They deified white living.
Yeah, please. I can do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I've been in nice neighborhoods and I stay in a decent neighborhood. You know, we have like maybe one or two shootouts a year. That's that's okay. I'm like, well, you know, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not all the time, thankfully, but you know, it happens every once in a while. It happens, you know, but it doesn't happen all the time. But you know what I'm saying? I don't deify the way they live because I know that you can have a big old house and still feel soulless. You feel me? Like, I was like, this one line right here really troubles me about how she thinks about her own people. Now, so I'm going to read it again for the people, you know, so you can hear. This is from a memoir. So this is not like a TV interview. This is something she had to think about and write.
Right. Say it louder for the people in the back.
Facts. So in her memoir, Con Collins describes growing up in a housing project less than a mile from the affluent and largely white neighborhood of Sherman Oaks, a community of wide lawns and pools where, and this is in quotations, these are her words, there is nothing that does not appear beautiful and well kept. That one line right there, like, kind of sums up to me what's going on in her head.
Right.
You know, like this isn't. I mean, I really don't think that this is anger for Black lives dying. I think this is anger for her Black life not having what she wants. And there's a difference in the two. One is rooted in trying to take care of your people, you know, and doing everything you can. Monetarily wise, time wise, things like that to help out your people. The other one is based in coveting. Like when you see something that somebody else has and you get angry enough and bitter enough to fight them so you can try to take it from them so you can have what they want, have what they got.
Right.
And that to me is dangerous. You know what I'm saying? That's a dangerous mindset to have. But yeah, long story short, she spent a lot of money. you know what I'm saying? Like she spent a whole lot of money. And we're going back to the original article now. She utterly denies the cash for that came from the charities. Like she's talking about like the $3.2 million, but still opted to step down as the foundation's executive director after the news broke. Now it's funny. Nobody's replaced her. Now this is a nonprofit organization. Normally there has to be a board and a person who's over it. Right. The person submits to a board, she's not really submitting to anybody. So, because the board is supposed to choose another person that's supposed to be a successor if the person steps down. So right. Why is there not a person who stepped up? This is a whole year ago. This is in 2021.
Oh, no. They ain't better replace that. They ain't touching that.
Yeah. So listen to this. The tax docs show that the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation spent at least $37 million on grants, real estate, consulting, and other undisclosed expenses this past year, leaving it with tens of millions of dollars of that white guilt money. So if we're going to do some simple math, right, they had 90 million, right? 90 million minus 37 million, right? We're looking at what, 53? It's like 53 million left. Something like that. Yep. Yeah, 53 million left. Yep. That's a lot of money. That's a whole lot of money, man. Like that. That's life changing money, literally. That's life changing money. $53 million, right? Strangely, it looks like an outward outfit founded after the death of Trayvon Martin only gave $200,000 to the. Wow, man. Gave $200,000 to the Trayvon Martin Foundation, far less than it paid in to Colors' brothers and her son's father. To be clear, Colors isn't necessarily wrong to use the sneering term white guilt money, which is fair, because that's pretty much what it is. But I'm not giving her an additional correction. Like, let's just keep it at 100. She weaponized George Floyd's death to get white guilt money, and they got paid. They got paid well.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They got paid very well. But we have not seen any initiatives, anything that's been retrofitted to try and help people out. Can you imagine what you can do with like $30 million of those dollars in like a Chicago, like reinvesting in the neighborhood, rebuilding stuff, you know, so people can have like proper housing and living so that won't have to be a fight. You know what I'm saying? Investing in the schools there to like give them better education, paying the teachers better. Like that people will pour money into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, not just there, like there's smaller neighborhoods in the United States of America, there are predominantly Black that have lots of issues with education and housing and things like that. Just a few million dollars from that could have actually solved that. How about Flint? You know, Flint, Michigan, you know, like all the stuff that they were facing. I didn't see any. They were the main ones hollering about, and Black people in Flint still ain't got clean water. And I'm like, you have $53 million left. You could have at least paid for like a supply, like a month supply or something like that for folk, like per person. And that would have hardly been any sweat off your back.
Still would have had something left.
You still would have had a whole lot of money left. If you would have went out and bought, let's say you went to Costco, you cut a deal with Costco. You know, Costco, I need to buy, let's say 5,000 pallets of water, right? One pallet of water at Costco's range around like $300, something like that. You still got tons of money left, and you've at least applied to a particular need that is going on that you use as a pitching point to get Black Lives Matter organization more money. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you see all this stuff happening, right? And then you see the division of chapters. Oh, you know, we ain't got no leader. You know, everybody's out here leaderless doing stuff in the name of Black Lives Matter. But I'm like, but your daddy and your mama, Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, whatever you want to call it, this joint is wrong. If the head is bad, the whole thing is bad. That's simple logic. Because all it takes is one person. Best example, we talked about this in the past. All it takes is one person to do something stupid for other people who are weaker-minded to do the same thing that's stupid. Like, just like I told y'all about the Will Smith, Chris Rock thing back. I told y'all, I said, when this happened, because Will has power, there's going to be some doggone drones out here that are going to do the same thing that doesn't have the same power and think that they can also walk away consequentless. Fast forward to their onto homeboy, Isaiah Lee, who tackled Dave Chappelle on stage and got his arm twisted up like a Twizzler.
About
that. You know what I'm saying? So you got stuff. This stuff connects. It don't seem like it does, but it does connect.
Oh, before you finish, I read about that fool yesterday. So apparently, he said he felt triggered.
Yeah, like that word has been overused.
Pretty much.
Like flat out been overused in the public. Like I get it, like microaggressions, I get whatever. I understand, okay? Like I don't take this as insensitivity, but it's also a time to grow the freak up. There's certain things that you can't just solve every single time it pops. There's some stuff you have to deal with. You can voice your displeasure, but just because you feel wrong that one day, you just gonna drop everything that everybody's supposed to stop their time to make sure that you're feeling better? Grow up. That's not how this world is cruel, yo. There's cruelty in this world you have not seen yet. Somebody calling you out your name is like one of the lightest things of cruelty that you could get on this planet. Right. Go over to another nation and figure out what cruelty actually looks like when there are no laws to protect you. There are no laws you can take them to court. There's nothing, literally nothing you can do. Nothing. All you have to do is either survive it. You know what I'm saying? Or you find a way to fight back, but in that you still have to count the cost. Because you don't know what other people know. You know what I'm saying? Like you going to a protest, you know, they'll say, like, I tell people all the time, even for us here, going to protest, they should not even look at that very lightly. Because I'm like, you don't understand, that's a civil right for you to be an American to actually go out and hold protests and speak freely. Mm-hmm. There are not many places on the planet. There's probably not even 30 places on the planet right now.
Man,
that supports that lets you just go out and march, and a government don't bring out machine guns to knock your behind off. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, there's a mixture between three things. There's a mixture between national responsibility, community responsibility, and personal responsibility. For some reason, organizations like Black Lives Matter wants to make an amalgamation of all three, and it doesn't work, because personal responsibility should come first. You have a personal responsibility to make sure that you're right and to make sure your household is right. And then the community goes out, and the community has a responsibility to hold their community responsible for when they do stuff. And then the nation has a responsibility to take care of you, right? So, right. So MLK said that, you know, that he wished for a day. That one day that his four children will not be judged by the color of their skin, by the content of the character, right? Now, right. Now, I want you to process this. What does the content of your character look like when you can't even have civil discourse, but yet you want everybody to be civil with you?
Right.
Personal responsibility has been nullified in that situation. And I said, what do you do? And in that moment, when you're talking to a person and you're like trying to hold them personally responsible for the stuff that they've done, but they're saying that you're a racist and you're a sexist. No. Or you're looking at their community and you see that there's something wrong with the community. And you're like, yo, like maybe we need to fix this. And like, you know, you just internalize racist. No, I'm telling you, there's something wrong here. You have to admit that, yes, we understand that people put laws in place to hurt us, but that does not mean that we couldn't turn this wasteland into a garden. What held us back from that? You know what I'm saying? What was it? Personal responsibility, communal responsibility. People went their own way. And they refuse to take personal responsibility and communal responsibility. Then the nation comes in, and what we're seeing now is the consequences of us not upholding our own integrity. So the nation looks at us, and they're like, yeah, about that. No, we ain't got to give y'all nothing. We ain't gave y'all enough. That's how they feel. Because they're like, we gave y'all welfare money to get you off your feet. We also told y'all to kick y'all men out. Y'all complied. So why are y'all angry now? Y'all complied to the thing. Y'all said it. That's what y'all wanted. Y'all took it. So the nation's like, we did what we were supposed to do for your community, at least what we thought was right. But if the community had done something before that, and then the personal responsibility was also in line, I don't think we would be this in this particular situation that we're in, because there was more unity in the community, because there was communal responsibility. People ridicule, you know, like when, like, you know, me and Ice are 37, we'll both be 38. I'm in June, him in July. And funny, a whole month apart. He's 26 and I'm 26. That's the Lord's work. That's God's plan. I want to say, like, me and him can automatically remember our great grandmothers and grandmothers talking about stuff like, says kids need to get back in line. Right? Or them correcting other people's children when they came to their house or in their neighborhood, right?
Oh, man.
Just saying, that's not foreign, right? But for some reason, that became a problem in our generation. Now you can't say nothing to nobody. Mm-hmm. So when you can accept rebuke from your own community, they're seeing something that's wrong, that they see is going to be a detriment to you, then you are pretty much aligning yourself to the consequence of what the nation will throw at you. Just keeping it real, I mean, like this stuff right here, like, it's deeper than the money. This is some stuff she knew at this time that she would not be held personally responsible. She spent this money. Topanga Canyon, Los Angeles, 3-bedroom house, 3-bath, plus guest house, a whole guest house, purchased for $1.4 million. Conyers on Georgia, 3-bedroom house with an airplane hangar, purchased in 2020 at $415,000. South Los Angeles, 4-bedroom, 2-bath with a small guest house. Also purchased in 2018, $590,000, worth $720,000. Inglewood, Los Angeles, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath with a backyard tea house. Purchased in 2016 for $510,000, now worth $775,000. New Providence, Bahamas, the Albany Resort, celebrity beachfront enclave where the neighbors include Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods. Units were $5 million to $20 million. Con Colors and wife were looking at units last year, but purchase not confirmed. The fact they could just look at this is a problem. Not saying that she can't have her own money. That ain't a problem. If she got her own money, more power to you. You go and spend your money, girl. Spend it well. But this stuff don't mind. Like, when you look at what their network made, and what she's making, these things don't add up. This stuff don't add up. This is a 501c3. This is a nonprofit. You have to report every single bit of funds that you have has to be spent. Okay, like the money has to be gone. It has to have, or there has to be some kind of contingency where you have it set up to go towards something where it will be gone. Right, like, so that's like if you have a house or an organization you're paying for, things like that. But man, I'm telling you, bro, this stuff just smells wrong. And shame on them. Shame on them for doing this. I mean, this is just being real. Like, shame on them. Shame on them for doing this. Like, this is exploitation at its highest. Yeah.
I feel like you. I feel like, you know, if she actually, like, you know, like when she was growing up, put in her head that, you know, she had to get out and not only get out of the situation that they grew up in,
mm-hmm.
and make some money for them, make some money for her and her family.
Mm-hmm.
If she did that, cool.
Yeah, facts.
Then yeah, nothing. Then yeah, it makes sense for her to go out and buy these high end houses.
Yep, yep.
But if they find out that she actually used this money from a nonprofit, mind you, that she used that money from that to do all of this stuff that we just looked at and talked about, then. Yeah, I'm almost kind of speechless a little bit, man, because it's like, come on, man, you couldn't put it better. That is exploitation.
We just got done saying this part right here, too, guys. Look at that. I like how they say an impressive $60 million of cash at hand. They're not lying. That is impressive. You got 90 million in the wake of George Floyd's murder. And you got, mind you, there are cities that burned because of this, right? Black neighborhoods that were destroyed. That you got 90 million. I mean, it would have been dope if you would have donated some money back to those communities. There were black businesses. You know, this is what really, really troubled me. You know, that there were black businesses that were thriving in their community. This unfortunate situation happened and they had to suffer too. And I remember reading people saying, since they were benefiting off of white gentrification. And it's like, no, they're in the community that you were in. They built something. They're trying to find a way to give back and also give back to them, like have something to take care of y'all, but also take care of them and their business. You know, they're like their eateries and corner stores, stuff that they burn.
Yeah.
Like, well, they got footage of black people literally attacking black owners. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that don't make sense to me. You know, so it's like this stuff doesn't balance out. You know, so you got rage, but you rage against everything. Like you know, like rage against machine, right? Rage against machine tells you to rage against machine. I'm just like, I'm a black dude, but me and Ice built different. You know, so we listen to everything. You know, it was like, wasn't just rap. You know, we was rage against machine. You know what I'm saying? What's my boy's name, man? What's his name?
Linkin Park.
Yeah, Linkin Park. And my other dudes, my uncle, why am I forgetting their name right now? I was just listening to them the other day, like flat out headbanging. You know what I'm saying? What's the freaking name of them, man? They did Chop Suey.
System of a Down.
System of a Down. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I mean, just. You listen to what people are saying, and they're not telling you to go out and harm your own people. You know, like, and it's unfortunate because this is harming our own people. Because now, because white people know that you use them to get money. Now, when there is something that need to be given to, they be like, nope. And that's like no shade towards white, but that person is perceptive. They should do that. Because you don't want to be scammed twice. Getting scammed once is bad enough. Getting scammed twice, man, it's like, all right, look, now I'm not doing this again. You know what I'm saying? So that's a wow. This property was bought as a haven for black artists, but Colors commandeered it to host a Biden Harris inauguration party and to celebrate her son's 21st birthday, she revealed in an interview last week. Wow, man. Just bro, I'm just saying, man. This stuff is foul, bro. It's just foul. It's foul. $60 million, almost $53 million. I think we totaled out in cash that would have been left, and we don't got no way of knowing. $63 million would have been left. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like, yo, come on, man. Wow. You know, like, yeah, so I mean, but this is the stuff that, you know, like, unfortunately, that's a whole nother thing that black folk got to deal with now. So if you get another black organization that's trying to raise funds for something else, guess who's going to be under the highest scrutiny? Guess who's going to be like, not like Black Lives Matter style, because it never has to be the same thing. And I said, but folks, this is what I tell people about, like, well, I said, personal responsibility, communal responsibility, national responsibility. Personal responsibility is you taking care of you. You clean your own room, right? Jordan Peterson said that best. You clean up your own freaking room before you go out and try and judge somebody else. He's right. Like you can not like the man all you want. Brother was right. Communal responsibility is like you, after you clean up your room, you come outside, you see community acting up, then maybe it's time for you to talk to your community. You know, I told Julian this morning, yo, I was in the grocery store. This lady, black lady, was in her son, probably like 2 or 3 years old, and her mother, you know, the boy's grandma was in there. I saw them walking towards the register. The boy was a little disgruntled. You could tell he wanted something, you know, and I was like, as a kid, you know, stuff like that happens, you know, like they get upset, they cry. That's perfectly fine. You know, like, but I was checking out, you know what I'm saying? And they're right behind me on another register. We're in the checkout lane, with a self-checkout lane. And I'm scanning my stuff, getting in the bag. And this little boy, you know, is crying. He has a candy bar in his hand. I think his mama wanted to have a candy bar. He won't let it go. His grandma walks towards the register to put her stuff in the register. She had an iced tea in her hand, like a little bottle of iced tea. The little boy snatched the iced tea out of his grandma's hand and threw it on the floor. He stood there and looked at them like, do something to me. I dare you to do something to me. And I was like, young man, you know, like it was just out of, I got a son. You know, right. I'm like, if my boy act like this in public, boy, oh Lord have mercy. if my boy act like, bro, man. If my boy act like this in public, bruh, right? So I'm like, so I'm like, you know, just concerned. I'm like, yo, man, you know, and I said it very, very soft tone, and the mama turned around, no. This ain't got nothing to do with you. You mind your business.
What?
Your son just disrespected you and your grandma. I mean, and your mama, his grandma. Mm-hmm. She was coming back peaceably. She wasn't saying that to the little boy. She had two things in her hand. One was in her arm. She was holding it up. The other one, she had the tea, and it was further down. He walked straight towards your mama and grabbed the thing out of her hand to throw it on the ground. What is to say? And I mean, you can peep black folk, y'all can be mad. I don't care. I want you to hear this, because I seen this happen with black men that I grew up with that did this stuff when they were children. Ice can attest to this. If they had that same level of disrespect as a child,
man,
what in the world are they going to do when they get older with no consequences? You had no personal responsibility. You don't allow communal responsibility, so the nation will hold that boy responsible. And he going to end up in jail or dead because you refuse to teach this boy personal responsibility. And then if you come at me, well, you know, it don't mean that he could be doing things right. I don't care. Right. Community responsibility looks at this boy and says, this boy is doing something wrong. You know, please, like, can we help you? Can we at least say, hey, son, you don't have to do that. That was all I was going to say. You don't have to do that, man. Young man, be better. You don't have to do that. I wasn't trying to intrude on her and call her no bad parent. I grew up, my mom's had to raise me practically by herself. I understand. Right. It's hard, yo. Right? It's freaking hard. You know, so I'm not like, yo, if the community's in on this to help you, then like, yo, let us help. But no, I got vitriol. I'm the enemy. I was like, wow. So if that's the persistent thing that y'all want to keep funding, you are right in the destruction of the black community. Have fun with that. Have fun with that, bro. I was like, have fun with that, man. I was like, that, and it's, and you know, it's messed up. This is gonna sound real messed up. Patrice probably understood that better, and that's probably why she was buying money and getting this money for their black lives. Get out these black communities, get into a white community. This likely what her brain was saying to her, when she's like, I already know what my people is like. I don't want to be around my own people. I will spend $6 million on a place to get away from them.
Yeah.
Let that sink in. Let that sink into your medulla.
I'll say this, yeah. If that would have been me, she would have got a block in the shop.
Yeah. They'll say like, I'm like, you, yeah. And so my homegirl looked at me like the girl in the store, like lady in the store. She looked at me. She was like, mind your business. She was angry at me because I was like, just saying, young man. No, I wasn't doing like, hey. I wasn't doing. I was like, young man.
Yeah.
Hey, young man. You know, just soft tone, you know, trying to, you know.
No, I can envision how you did it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it I was like, wow, you know, just that I was like, so you good with your kid disrespecting people? Got it, great, thank you. I remember your face and your kid's face, and I make sure my son ain't around you because I don't want. I'm just keeping real. Like, who wants to put their kids willingly around folk that's being raised like this? Mm-hmm. Just be real with yourself. Who wants to willingly put their kids around this foolishness? I'm like, this is foolishness. He can't be held personally responsible.
Right. Yeah. I got a feeling. And I don't know if I'm right or wrong. That she was probably mad at you out of embarrassment.
Maybe.
But that didn't give her right to justify his wrongdoing.
Yeah.
By all means.
And attitudes like that need to be corrected immediately, especially in boys. Okay, boys are prideful and willful. So if I think that I can do this in a store, I'll keep doing it in a freaking store. That's the way dudes are built. Like so I know I'm gonna get a whooping when I get in a car while I'm in a store. I can go buck wild. Correct the attitude where it's at, right there in the spot. Like, do not let them just speak from experience. I was like, I'm gonna do this thing. Moms will straight up embarrass me in the store, and I would never do it again.
Right.
Out of love now, like, but she did the right thing. You know, so I'm like, look, you can't, man. Look here, like I said, there's a problem going on in the community. Folk don't want to talk about it, and it is, and when we get folk, we funding people like this lady, and her black lives around her that actually matter, and yours don't. she funding the mess out of her black lives, but she ain't funding yours, you know. So what's up?
Oh, okay.
Look at this.
Sitting in an abolitionist pod. A garden in the form of a geodesic dome during an interview.
Man, she got taste, man. I give her props, you know, but it's unfortunate that she didn't do this off money of her own merit.
Right.
She's doing this mostly off of white guilt money. And then on top of that, she's using the same funds that she's done all this stuff in to scream at people and say that they still don't care about black people and that they come against her. Then they're sexist and they're racist.
Man, please.
Where's the personal responsibility? Where's personal responsibility?
Hold on, wait a minute. Did I read that right?
What part? What part?
So, stop right about it.
Right here?
The one above it. Okay. While seeking refuge at the property amidst threats on her life, she hosted a small party to celebrate the inauguration of Joe and Kamala.
So she said that, you know, in an interview that $6 million house was a refuge for activists. Now, once again, we have to play the numbers game again because she said activists, but she ain't talking about all black. She's a black activist. So she in that number.
I'm going to do it.
So
if you want to be honest with you, shoot, all you got to do is say her brother, her brothers, her sister, her baby daddy, and her son is activist.
Yeah, let's do a turn of the tape. Let's do a turn of the tape.
And wife.
So Patrice, her wife, her baby daddy, mm-hmm. her brother, that consultant dude, and her son. Six Black Lives Matter. Okay.
Yeah.
The rest of y'all suckers is out. All right. It's up for y'all. But them six black lives, they matter at the utmost. Like, they gonna get all the cheddar that they need to get out of this organization, and they'll leave the rest for later. They got $3 million just sitting on the side over there. They'll come back to it after a while. But man, I'm just saying, like the amount of, there's a whole lot more to unpack here. We can't stay here. We got more things to do. But I'm hopefully, if you're offended, get over yourself. And I want you to just really think about this, because it's like, we're not saying this to be like sarcastic. We're literally saying it's not a concern because this stuff keeps happening to our community. You got suckers like Al Sharpton who like literally went on a whole campaign about a fake rape charge that was put up again. He had a whole thing. He got his whole career on a fake rape charge. This stuff like this is just mind-boggling to me. I'm like this, and he still has clout in the community. Broham came to was contacted by people in Chester. There was a black guy in Chester that was literally done. The police did him wrong. He was accused of trying to rob the Walmart in Chester. And you won't find me in news on publication about this too, because you know they shushed it. And you know, he didn't, of course. And he was trying to leave. And when he went outside of the Walmart, he was shot by cops, like literally without provocation. They have video evidence, everything, right?
Yeah.
People from Chester, South Carolina, were trying to contact, you know, people like Al Sharpton them. Nope, they want a price. How much money? How much money you getting out of this? Was his response?
Getting in there for free.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, this dude has never been for the cause, bro. He's been for the cause of his pockets. That's all I got. You got anything else you want to add to this before we jump off this bad boy?
Nah, man, look out here.
Yeah, like I said, black lives do matter. All black lives do matter. Not just the six. So it's unfortunate, man. Like I said, it's unfortunate because in this situation, we don't now this one incident is going to have some fallout. It's going to have some very bad fallout. And there's going to be an investigation. Oh, trust me. There's going to be an investigation. They've been looking for a moment. They've been fiending for a moment to say that this is what black people do. And you gave them ammo willingly because you want to get out your hood. Look here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You said that white people live better than you. Mm-hmm. That's what you said. Nobody else ain't said that. I ain't never believe a white person live better than me as far as like how they live. I'm like, they may have nice stuff. I'm like, oh, that's pretty dope. I was like, that's pretty cool. But your whole confession was like everything they did looked clean and pure. Who says that?
Not I.
I'm like, that don't make sense to me. I said, you put them in deity status. Deified these folk, bruh. Yeah, so that's enough of that. So thank you for listening. Hope you got something out of this. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm gonna keep following this. So if something else pop up, we'll do another episode because I'm like, nah, black folk need to know. And other folk need to know too, not just black folk, man. Like all our listeners, you know, y'all need to understand this stuff that if there is a cause, you need to read the terms and conditions. You need to read the TNCs because some folk that say that they got your best interest at heart really hate you. And they want something from you, but they can't really tell you that they want it from you yet because they ain't got it. Once they get it, you don't even see them no more. You'll hear him on occasion, but she'll be sipping a mojito in her mansion while she's talking about it. And her what's the name of this dome? What's the name of that dome? In her I think I already closed it. I hope I didn't close it. Did I close it already? What was the name of that dome that she was in? Oh, there it is. Sipping a mojito in her geodesic dome. Yep. Yep. Talking about how black people are struggling while you spend all their money on a place where you getting all this fancy stuff. Man, look here. All right, solve those enigmas. Do not leave them unsolved. Cover your faces, wash filthy hands. Apparently we got monkeypox out here now. I don't know where that's gonna go. Hopefully that stays in certain areas and don't come down y'all. But yeah, like it's apparently highly transmittable by touch and maybe airborne. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? Just stay safe. You know what I'm saying? Wash your hands is always the best thing. Please wash your filthy hands. You coughing, do the vampire. You know what I'm saying? Do the blah. You know what I'm saying? Blah. Do the blah and then wash your filthy hands. We out of here.